AI News by Conjero.
AI rollouts are changing fast. A lot of the newest products no longer look like one model call. They look more like a network of model-driven services, with agents handing work off, retrying, and sharing state.
Right, and that changes the whole risk profile. In a simple deployment, teams worry about model quality, latency, and cost per request. In a multi-agent setup, coordination errors and partial failures become first-class problems.
So the question stops being, how good is the model? And becomes, how do we keep the whole workflow coherent under load? That's a very different engineering job.
Exactly. Once you split work across specialized agents, you inherit classic distributed systems concerns: consistency, tracing, timeouts, idempotency, backpressure, and failure isolation. The twist is that the components are probabilistic.
And the economics shift too. A single path setup is easier to price and monitor, but a coordinated workflow can add more model calls, more tool use, and more hops, which can push up latency and cost quickly.
That's especially true if agents loop on a bad task or duplicate work. Two agents may inspect the same context or regenerate overlapping outputs, and suddenly you've got waste, slowdowns, and a bigger bill.
Observability becomes huge here. If logs don't show the full chain of decisions, it's hard to know whether the problem came from planning, routing, tool execution, or post-processing.
Which is why tracing needs to behave like tracing, not just record keeping. Teams need to know which agent called what, in what sequence, with what context, how long it took, and what it cost.
There's also the pricing angle. Flat rate access can get risky if agent chains are unconstrained. Usage-based pricing may fit better, but only if teams can attribute work accurately enough.
And internally, engineering and finance need the same view of task-level cost. Aggregate token spend alone doesn't tell you whether one workflow is quietly subsidizing another.
So what helps? A bounded orchestration layer is a big one. Agents shouldn't be freely spawning more agents or improvising control flow. Each agent needs a clear role, inputs, outputs, and stop conditions.
Plus tight retry budgets and timeouts on every hop. Multi-agent systems can trigger retry storms if one failed dependency fans out across the workflow. That's where the tail latency gets ugly.
Tool access matters too. If an agent can execute code, call external APIs, or touch internal systems, the risk jumps. Narrow permissions and isolated environments are a lot safer.
And rollback has to be part of the design, not an afterthought. If the workflow writes the wrong thing, teams need a way to reverse the side effects, not just tweak the model settings.
The practical takeaway for teams is pretty clear. Map the orchestration graph, define task-level SLOs, instrument traces before scaling traffic, and add spend guards and rollout gates.
In other words, treat this like a distributed production system. The winners won't just have stronger models. They'll have better orchestration, better governance, and better control over cost and reliability.
AI News by Conjero.